Well, one of the big news stories last week, of course, was the Australian Census, the website crashing on Tuesday night. A bit of a disaster, let's be honest about it. And maybe the public relations campaign after that was probably a bit of a disaster as well. But not going to go into that now. But, I mean, whatever the reasons are, that's, the thing was that it's broken and it's fixed now, which is good news for everyone that hasn't done their census yet. And joining me is the Tasmanian director of the census, Georgia Chapman, who couldn't talk to me last week. Her bosses in Canberra said no, no talking to the media. But you're allowed to talk to me now, Georgia, so that's really good.
Yeah, no, definitely allowed to talk. And it's really because my role in this is making sure I get a good count for Tasmania. I wasn't able to really give any insight into what was happening nationally.
Now, the reason I've got you on air, apart from the fact that today you've been given the go-ahead, which is quite coincidental because I rang you first. People may not believe that, but I did. And the reason I got you on air is because I wanted to point out to people that there's still a lot of people that haven't done their census. It's understandable once the website crashed last week that they might put it off, but I did mine on Saturday night, and I was surprised how easy it was online.
Yeah, no, the online form is actually taking a lot less time than we thought. So we were telling people about 30 minutes because all our testing was showing about 30 minutes for the average household. What we're seeing with the millions of people that have completed it thus far is it's actually looking at about 26 minutes.
Yep.
And I did mine on Thursday night because I also wasn't able to do it Tuesday. And yeah, it's I was really proud of it. It's a very slick, easy design, and it filters you through what you don't have to answer.
Yeah, that's right. If you don't, yeah, like it's like in your tax form, you know, if the answer to question 16 is yes, go to question 20 or whatever, sort of automatic. It took me about 20-odd minutes for me. I didn't actually time it, but I should have. But one of the great things in there too about it was that it was straightforward, and once you put your name in there, it asked me questions. Did Martin do this? Did Martin do that? Does Martin, you know, how many hours does Martin work? All that sort of stuff. So it personalises for you as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot easier. And we're finding, especially with bigger families, where you've got person one, person two, person three, if you've got that old paper form, that the online form does do that personalisation. And I guess, yeah, I'm really glad that we're starting to get that message out that the online form is back up and running. It's running really well and performing really well. And so we are just encouraging people, if you weren't aware it was back up and running, now's the time to jump online. We are actually over halfway there. Millions of Australian households have already completed the census.
That's awesome. Now, some people spat the dummy and decided they were going to do the paper one, which is fair enough, that's okay. But some of them also spat the dummy and threw their census forms away, and probably not the right thing to do, is it?
No, hopefully. We don't know. People did it accidentally, so those that got that letter...
which was addressed to the householder.
Which was addressed to the resident, so have thrown it away, and that's okay. We understood that might happen. So what we're doing is we're actually going to be sending to all the people that got that letter originally, we're going to send a reminder letter out to those that either haven't ordered a paper form or haven't completed online, and that'll just go through the instructions again what to do. So they actually, I just got told this morning, so at 9:53 they were lodged in Melbourne, so they will be starting to arrive in urban areas from tomorrow through to Monday, Tuesday. So just look out for that. And if you still haven't responded or missed that letter, that's okay. Field officers are starting to visit from today, or some started on Saturday and they're progressively starting. So another wave started today and will come out, and it's not a punitive visit. It is about saying, hey, reminding you census is on. Do you need any help?
We've got until the middle of next month, the 23rd of September, so there's still plenty of time, but obviously you don't want a late rush. And if people, as I say, have either thrown the form away or accidentally or whatever, they can request a new one. There's a 1300 number they can ring, which is 1300 820 275. So you're saying we're over the halfway mark. I think there's about 10 million expected returns, so that's got to be encouraging given what happened last week, that you've got that many returned already.
Yeah, we've had more people return post-census night than before and on census night. And I guess I just want to go back to that late rush. We don't... What the aim of the census is that we're wanting to reduce the taxpayer money by getting as many people to complete it that don't need the help. And what we're doing is our follow-up visits are really about providing that support. So it's about reminding. But if you don't need any help, get online or complete your paper form. And that means that we're able to direct our field staff, and we've got 700 in the state, but direct them to the people that do need that support. So encouraging people, if you haven't completed it, get online. If you want to do it on paper, call up that paper form request service, and then we can continue to make sure everyone's counted.
A lot's been said about putting your name on the census and that being kept for up to 4 years as opposed to 18 months before. It doesn't particularly worry me that much, but what I gleaned from doing mine last week is that I said it was very simple. The questions were fairly basic, I thought. And I just wonder how you can get the information you need out of those questions. I didn't think they were all intrusive. Asking me how much I earned, don't have a problem with that. Asking me what nationality I am, my parents, whatever, no problem with that. But other than that, there wasn't a great deal of information that people could be sort of protective and saying, well, you don't need that information about me. Because everything that's on there, I thought, was a reasonable question.
Yeah, it's pretty... it has to be something that is... means something to most Australians, so we can't go into any detail, and that really is why we're keeping those names and addresses just for a little bit longer. So if, for example... So a good example is Indigenous life expectancy. We can't... the Indigenous life expectancy data doesn't have... the death records don't have really good quality... Indigenous status on them. People don't tick the box, so we're able to actually go back to census and go, what did people want to, what did people identify themselves as? So it's really about us being able to supplement other data, all within the ABS and all not identifying individuals.
Yeah, like I said, I had no issue with any of the questions that were asked of me. I had no problem with my name being on there. That's obviously a personal thing. But, Georgia, thanks for talking to us again this afternoon. I understand, last week was probably the week from hell for you. I also understand why you weren't able to talk to us last week, but I do appreciate your time again today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And it was a hard week for the ABS. I think a lot of we do take the census really seriously, and the message hasn't changed. The census is important for every single one of us as Australians, as Tasmanians. Get online or complete your paper form, and let's be counted.
Yep, awesome. Thanks for your time, Georgia. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Martin.